نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكل وعد الله الحسنى Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, our Honorable Ustad or Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Hafizahullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Muharram 1446. Our topic for today is the Madah of Sahaba, the praises for the Sahaba, the beloved companions, and students of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and Durus-e Karbala. What lessons do we learn about Karbala and who were the people who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala? When one studies the Quran Sharif briefly, one will find that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the teacher, the greatest, the best teacher for all times, all places, all circumstances. The students were the beloved Sahaba, male, female, adult and children. The curriculum was the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah. When we study Suratul Jumu'ah, chapter 62, verse 2, we see what Almighty Allah teaches us there. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had to teach them how to recite the Quran Sharif correctly, invite them to the Quran. All these translations are acceptable. And we see from that where the makatib system started in different parts of the world, where our honorable ustaz and teachers are teaching children, adults, the Quran Sharif. Then we yuzakee him and tazkiyah, that is to purify, sanctify them externally and internally. Externally to purify them from kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, and internally from pride, arrogance, jealousy, envy, excessive love for this dunya, excessive love for name and fame, and so forth and so on. What we call in our terminology as tasawwuf, Quran terminology is tazkiyah. So that is where our khankas and all that have flourished. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and to teach them the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, anywhere in the Quran Sharif where you find Kitab, Ayat, Allah, and after that the word Hikmah, it refers and alludes to the Sunnah Mubarakah, the preaching, teaching of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So we have the teacher, the master alayhi salam. We have the students, the beloved sahaba radiallahu anhum. We have the curriculum as I mentioned now. So where is the madrasa? So initially the madrasa in Makkah Mukarramah, those of us who've been for Umrah, Hajj, Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa and all our masajid. Where Safa is, next to Mount Safa, the hill there. So there was a Sahabi's house known as Dar-e Arqam. So that was initially the madrasa, no boarding, no lodging, nothing. And that is the house where Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu embraced Islam. And for the first time in history, Sahaba radiallahu anhum shouted in unison, in chorus, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. Jibreel alayhi salam came and said, not only are the Ahlul Ard, the people on the land and sand rejoicing, we the angels in the heavens and skies are also rejoicing. Today Sayyidina Umar embraced Islam. What a joyous, great occasion that was. So that was the first madrasa. And thereafter the migration, hijrah took place. We see in Medina Munawwara, so the madrasa extended, expanded. And then you had like a hostel type, and that is Ashab-e-Suffa. The numbers would fluctuate up and down and so forth. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anh, the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah, 5,374 Ahadith he reported, narrated through different chains of transmission. So he was like one of the main personalities there among the students of Sufa. And obviously the Sahaba used to give them food, bring food, sometime invite them home and so forth. So this is how the Madaris, the Darul Uloom flourished in different parts of the world. So that was the brief history. Now they have the best teacher, they have the best curriculum, they have the best Darul Uloom, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. Who is going to take the Sahaba's examination? Today we see ordinary mortals, people like myself and others, people invite us, come take examination. Allah Jalla Wala states, in the beginning of Surah Hujurat, chapter 49, verses 2 and 3, praising the Sahaba, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ. I'm breaking up the words which will resonate with you, be easy for you to understand. Some brothers don't know Arabic. So, امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى. Allah Jalla Wala himself took the imtihan. Imagine. Allah says that I will take your examination. And what was the examination all about? Did they possess taqwa? Majority of us, 90% of us, we are, myself, you, most of us, we are sanctimonious, we have a double identity. In public, we somebody else, in private, we somebody else. And we do so many things in private, in khalwa, that is not taqwa. Taqwa is in khalwa and jalwa, our private life, public life, everywhere. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. Those are the true ulama, not the ulama with certificates. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَا. The true ulama, fahasr and fasr, only exclusively by Allah, are those who have khashya. Out of the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, out of respect for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So this was the examination Allah took of Sahaba. امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى. Was the taqwa, they had the Allah consciousness in their hearts. They were not sanctimonious with the double identity. Allah announced the result. Yes, even if they made mistakes, even if they committed sins once in a while, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً. For them is forgiveness. Allah announces. وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Today we write examination, madrasa, school, and varsity, and what we say, we pass Kamlo Day with distinction. Allah says, وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. A magnificent reward for them, for Sahaba. SubhanAllah. See how Allah is praising them lavishly. Now the time came to confer certificate on them. What did Allah say? Allah says, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Allah is pleased with them. They in turn are pleased with Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. And this is without exception. Today we have people who are Shias. We have sympathizers of Shias, especially what's happening now in Gaza al-Mubarakah. And the Hezbollah, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan, the Houthis and all of them are helping. There's no doubt about it. The hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاتِحِ. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala makes it such that Allah will help this deen of Islam with non-Muslims also. So it's not always if people are helping automatically they're Muslim. That's a big fallacy and a big misconception in our minds. We must remember that. So we must be clear on this issue. So now the time came to announce the final result for all time, all places, all circumstances. For now, future, and all times and all. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ حُسْنَى. Chapter 57, verse 10. Always remember that reference. Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about the Sahaba. How in prophets and messengers, Allah says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Among the Anbiya, prophets and messengers, we have different maratib, different rank and status. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. So among Sahaba also, we have different ranks. Remember the greatest are the Ashara Mubashara. And those 10 Sahaba, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif was sitting. Their name Masjid Nabawi, and Nabi alayhi salam took their name Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, Talha, and all of them. That's till Jannah. So these are the greatest companions. Then Ashabi Badr, the 313 who participated in the Battle of Badr, and it goes on. So Allah says after all that, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. For all of them, Allah has promised them Jannah. To me and you, always, ناموس صحابہ کا تحفظ کرنا واجب ہے. For us to protect and promote the honor and integrity of Sahaba is compulsory, remember that. We can never utter and be apologetic about it. Today we have become very apologetic. So what we need to do is this, just look at this one hadith, one Quranic verse and one hadith. And then you say, ronte khare ho jayenge. Our hair will stand up if you understood the real meaning of it. You see, it is the battle of Tabuk. Mustadrak Hakim's hadith, 30,000 Sahaba assembled there. I went to Tabuk with Allah's help, with Allah's mercy, Adam in Fadli Rabbi. It took me 1.5 hours by plane. Midsummer, 50 degrees plus minus, 30,000 Sahaba. What a logistical nightmare that will be. So who is going to arrange for all this? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda came, Ya Rasulullah, I brought everything. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu came, I brought half my wealth. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu came, 100 camels with the saddle, 100 camels with the saddle, 100 camels with the saddle, 300 camels in there, then horses and all. Then hadith go open, Mishkat Sharif and others, Musnad Ahmad. 1,000 gold coins. Today is one mota a year in the Qurtuba Masjid. I don't know, maybe the Gandika today. A mota comes and says he's giving mahar 100 Kruger coins. It will hit every station, I think, in the world, in South Africa. This mota gave 100 gold coins, 100 Kruger coins as mahar. Can you believe it? People say, why must we pay mahar? So we told them, no pay, no play, you know. So brothers, we need to understand who is Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu zunnurain. 1,000 gold coins he brought. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was elated, delighted. He was spinning the coins, the master alayhi salam, and said, Ma darra Uthman, ma amila ba'dal yom. No harm can come to Sayyidina Uthman after this day. What qurbani he made. In Medina Munawwara, there was no water. He bought Bir Rumah. The masjid was small, Masjid Nabawi, so much expansion, so much extension, so many people embracing Islam. That first 8-9 serfs of Masjid Nabawi, even today, is called Mihrab-e Usmani. All that he did with his personal wealth. He is the one, the Battle of Tabuk, the greatest contribution he made. Surah 9, verse 79. What Allah Ta'ala tells us, remember these references, ulama, students, it will help you in life. The hypocrites and munafiqeen objected and said, Mura'in, you're just showing off. You know when people are jealous, al-hasood la yasood. His hadith, you must remember, Allama Sakhawi mentioned in Maqasid Hasan. People who are very, very jealous, Allah will not give them leadership. Allah won't honor them. You must remember. And we have the sickness today. I mean, we need to be honest with ourselves. So what has happened, you must remember that they started finding fault. Poor, poor Sahaba came, few dates, this is wasting time with this, what does few dates will help? Sahaba gave substantial amount, they said, Mura'in, you're just showing off. Allah Jalla Wala defended the honor of beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhu. الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. Those who are mocking, criticizing the Sahaba, and they were believers, and what they gave, some gave substantial amounts, some gave small, minute amounts, and they were mocking them, ridiculing them. So, they were mocking them and ridiculing them. So Allah Jalla Wala said, you mock Sahaba, you mock the students of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sakhir Allahu minhum. I've debated, I've discussed. Every time people want to discuss this topic, Allah humiliates them in this world. Sakhir Allahu minhum. Allah Ta'ala will humiliate them, Allah will mock them, ridicule them. This is in the world. Walahum azabun aleem. Allah will dispatch them to Jahannam. Allah forbid, Allah protect us. And a punishment that is very painful, terrible and horrible. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu states, who is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He was, he is, he will always be. The only rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verse 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it's a mercy not to humanity only, to the entire universe and creation. On this occasion, the Master alayhi salam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see people condemning, criticizing, abusing, castigating my companions, my Sahaba, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is saying, if you go through Iman, if you want to be a politician, that's your business. You want to be apologetic, people who sit on the fence are guilty of committing a major offense. We don't have time for such people. We need to be clear, this is deen. We have to protect the deen and promote the deen. فَقُولُوا then you ummah, أَهْلُ sunnah wal jama'ah, you must say, لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. Allah's curse be upon you for what you are doing. This is introduction. The Imam Sahib here, Mawana Aslam Sahib, we gave him some pages. All the ulama students who know Arabic, you should take it. The key question, we are still in Muharram, brothers. When Ashura comes, you find some of the Sunnis, some, they become just like the Shia and they promote the Shia narrative. Why we don't go to the books of the Shias and see what they have written? Man qatala al-Husayn, who martyred Sayyidina Husayn radiallahu anh in Karbala, who in Maidan-e-Tufu. In their books, not one of these references are our book, it's your book and your authentic book. So that is the narrative we must give to protect the honor of the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Always remember that. See, brothers, when I went to Iran in 2013, Alhamdulillah, there also we had debate, we defeated them with Allah's help. They gave me so many books, and you will find some of these books, their references are there as well. It is the year 61, 50 years after Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise. It is 10th of Muharram. It is Friday, Yom Ashura. The year, the place is Maidan-e-Tufu. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Hafizahullah, also went there. I also went. Karbala, you must remember. The place is called Karbala. The country is Iraq. So what we see there, Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu, if you open the Shia kitab, Sheikh Mufid, who is a great scholar of the Shias, writes in his book Al-Irshad. If you go to internet also, you will find it. Rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi. Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu raised his mubarak hands and he cursed the Shia prior to his martyrdom. He said, you told the people you're coming to help me. فَغَدَرُونَا, but you are the people committing treachery. فَقَتَلُونَا, you are killing my people. So which kind of people are you? Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu cursed them, remember that. Why can't we curse them when the Master alayhi salatu salam has commanded us? فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِكُمْ. One. Second one, who is an eyewitness to Karbala? Never fall for Hasbara. Hasbara is the term the Jutlas use. You know Jutla? So the Jutlas use for propaganda. So don't fall in the web of propaganda. You must sift out. Ja al-haqqu wa zaqal batil. What is the truth and what is falsehood? Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu anhu's beloved son, Sayyidina Zainul Abideen, rahimahullah, is a eyewitness to what happened there in Karbala. He told them, the Kufa, the Shias, أَخَذْتُمُ الْأَهْدَ وَالْمِثَاقِ, you took a pledge from my beloved father. ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُمُ وَخَذَلْتُمُ, you left my father and you just left him. 20,000 of them took the oath and of allegiance, took bay'ah on the hand of Muslim bin Aqil, and all that happened. Sayyidina Hussain left on the 8th, and on the 9th they martyred Muslim bin Aqil of Zulhijjah, the year 60. Carry on. So he's addressing them, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, after the martyrdom of the father, which he witnessed, and he told them, بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْزُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. How will you face the Master alayhi salam tomorrow on the day of justice? He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will tell you, وَرَتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي, you murdered and martyred my Nawasa, my beloved grandson. وَانْتَهَفْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي, our exalted rank of Ahlul Bayt, you desecrated it. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, you don't belong to this ummah. This is not my fatwa, this is Hazrat Mufti Sahib's fatwa, this is fatwa of the Shia kitab. When I was in Newcastle, Darul Uloom teaching there, I used to write to the Shias those days in the 80s, 90s. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Hussain Hazrat ek kitab hai Imam Zainul Abidin Muassasatul Balagh walon ne isko shaya ki Iran se aur unhone ye kitab mujh par bhej di. So I used to write to them and I used to write Abdul Qadir Husseini. So they thought this one Shia guy. Then. They sent me all the books. So the Shia must make Taqiyya Shaitan. So anyway, you must remember that. So in that book also is written what I'm telling you now. And it's written in Ihtijaj of Tabarasi. What is written? That Sayyidina Zainul Abidin told them that Nabi alayhi salam will tell you, you don't belong to the Sunnah. So what is the debate we're having now? You are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. And today you want to cry for Sayyidina Hussein? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, whose beloved daughter is Fatima al-Sughra. His mother is Fatima al-Kubra. Daughter is Fatima al-Sughra. Same ihtijaj of Tabarasi. And what is written there? She cursed them and said, Tabbal lakum, and Allah's curse be upon you. Qataltum abi al-yawm kama qataltum jaddi bilam. Today you martyred my beloved father Sayyidina Hussein. As you martyred my grandfather Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu in the year 40, 17 Ramadan. See what they did, brothers. What bigger evidence do you want than this? This is written by Tabarasi. They call him Allama Tabarasi. And the book's name is Ihtijaj. And they read poetry. They read poetry out of pride and arrogance. نَحْنُ قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي أَلِيِّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِي. Yes, we murdered and martyred. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Sayyidina Ali, we martyred. Allah forbid. We martyred Sayyidina Hussein. Allah forbid. We used the swords and the spears made in India. This is their evidence. And you want to come give the Shia narrative? How can it be, O ulama of Ahlul Sunnah? Have we sold Islam? Have we sold our soul for dollars or what have we done? I mean, let us be honest about this issue. Then they start cursing Amir Muawiyah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ مُعَوِيَ. Do we even know who is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is sitting here on the minbar, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rendering advices. And Sayyidina Hassan is very young. At the time of demise, Nabi alayhi salam's demise, they were 8 and 7 years old, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. إِنَّ ابْنِ هَذَا سَيِّدٌ لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَيُّسْلِهَا بِهِ بَيْنَ فِي أَتَيْنِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ. Allah will use this grandson of mine to bring about reconciliation between the two groups of the Ummah. Sayyidina Ali's martyrdom takes place Ramadan. 6-7 months pass, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu resigns. He takes the mantle of Khilafat, Imarat, hands it over to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. From the year 41 after Hijrah, to the year 60, 22nd Rajab, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and whose demise took place. Almost 20 years, 19 and a half years, the only Khalifa, the only Amirul Mu'mineen, every person took oath of allegiance and bay'ah on the hand of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Whether it's Sayyidina Hassan, whether it's Sayyidina Hussein, everybody took on him. But today people want to question Amir Muawiyah. For you, I'm ending on this, my ulama, my brothers, all of you who know Arabic, I'll translate it. وَقَالَ أَبُو تَوْبَ الْحَلَبِ. أَبُو تَوْبَ الْحَلَبِ أَلَيْفُ سَرِيَا. Halab means that. He said that إِنَّ مُعَاوِيَ بِنْ أَبِي سُفْيَان. إِنَّ مُعَاوِيَةَ بِنْ أَبِي سُفْيَان رَضِيَ اللَّهُ أَنْهُ سِتْرٌ لِأَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ. He's the veil, he's the curtain for the Sahaba, all of them. فَمَنْ كَشَفَ سِتْرَ. You break that curtain, you tear that curtain, then اِجْتَرَأَ عَلَى مَا وَرَأَهُ. You will destroy all the Sahaba. How can we, humare dil ke andar kuch kudurat ho, humare dil ke andar kuch jo hai adawat ho, Allah na kare, aliyazu billah, we have some misgivings, we have some reservations for Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Think properly, what are we doing? So my brothers, he defended the honor of this Ummah. And when I went to Syria in Damascus, the Kuffar Shia, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, they should spit on the grave of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So today they have cordoned it off. I begged the lady, old lady, when she allowed, I went to the grave Mubarak. So my brothers, my message is very easy. Don't become apologetic. Don't sell the deen. We must defend the deen, promote the deen, according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala instill within us the love for all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and all the pious people who coming after them, the Tabi'in and so forth. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ. Everywhere in the Quran, you will find jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. Our Honorable Ustad taught us, this is the only place you will find tahti al-anhar. All the streams of a Sahaba, for ordinary mortals like us, Allah make our khatima on iman, we will find some streams and some rivers will be for us. Allah make our hashir with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, wa akhiru da'wah.